We continue our study of the good news and seven ones with lesson six, the one faith. What is the difference between your personal faith in God and the one faith? Or is there a difference? Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 through 6 reads, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. By faith Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and through it he, being dead, still speaks. By faith Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death, and was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken he had this testimony that he pleased God. For without faith it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him." Here we see a personal faith in God, a belief in God as creator, and that faith compelled these men and women of Hebrews chapter 11 to be obedient to God and to act out that faith. In Acts chapter 16, verse 4 and 5, we read, "And as they went through the cities, they delivered to them the decrees for to keep, which were determined by the apostles and elders at Jerusalem. So the churches were strengthened in the faith and increased in number daily." Our faith is our belief which compels us to act. The faith is learned decrees. We must have a personal faith in God that compels us to keep the faith if we are to please God. What is the one faith? Let's look at Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20. Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age." The faith is all things whatsoever Jesus commanded. Let's look at Acts chapter 2, verse 42. "And they," the ones baptized on the day of Pentecost, "continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers." What the apostles taught was what Jesus told them to teach. It's what the Holy Spirit moved them to speak. And so the one faith is all of the commandments of Jesus. It is the apostles' doctrine. Let's look at Acts chapter 14, verse 21 through 23. "When they had preached the gospel to that city and made many disciples, they returned to Lystra, Iconium, and Antioch, strengthening the souls of the disciples, exhorting them to continue in the faith, and saying, 'We must through many tribulations enter the kingdom of God.' So when they had appointed elders in every church and prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord in whom they believed. They encouraged them to continue in the faith." In Acts chapter 16, verses 4 and 5, we read, "And as they went through the cities, they delivered them the decrees for to keep, which were determined by the apostles and elders at Jerusalem. So were the churches strengthened in the faith and increased in number daily." So far, we've seen that the faith is all the commandments of Jesus. It is the apostles' doctrine. It is the decrees for to keep. In Acts chapter 24, verses 24 and 25, we read, "And after those days when Felix came with his wife Drusilla, who was a Jewish, he sent for Paul and heard him concerning the faith in Christ. Now as he reasoned about righteousness, self-control, and judgment to come, Felix was afraid and answered, 'Go away for now. When I have a convenient time, I will call on you.'" Notice that the faith included righteousness, self-control, judgment to come. In Romans chapter 1, verses 1 through 7, we read, Paul, a bondservant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated to the gospel of God, which he promised before through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who was born of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. Through him we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name, among whom you also are the called of Jesus Christ, to all who are in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul said that he received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith. The faith is all the commandments of Jesus. It's the apostles' doctrine. It's the decrees for to keep. And those decrees, those commandments, the faith, must be obeyed. In Romans chapter 1, verse 11 and 12, we read, "For I long to see you, that I may impart to you some spiritual gift, so that you may be established, that is, that I may be encouraged together with you by the mutual faith, both of you and me." He's speaking of their personal faith that compels them to act, but they also have a common belief system that is the faith. And so their faith compels them to obey the faith, and therefore they are in unity. Jude verse 3 says, "Beloved, while I was very diligent to write to you concerning our common salvation, I found it necessary to write to you, exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints." One set of commandments that Jesus taught, one apostles' doctrine, one decrees for to keep, one faith, a common faith. In Romans chapter 16, verses 16 through 19, we've read before, Paul said, "Greet one another with an holy kiss. The churches of Christ greet you. Now I urge you, brethren, note those who cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and avoid them. For those who are such do not serve our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by smooth words and flattering speech deceive the hearts of the simple. For your obedience has become known to all. Therefore, I'm glad on your behalf. But I want you to be wise in what is good and simple concerning evil." And so he says, note those that cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned. We must earnestly contend for the faith. The one faith is all the commandments of Jesus, the apostles' doctrine, the decrees for to keep. The one faith is to be taught, learned, and obeyed. Those who teach otherwise are to be marked and avoided.